Good morning. It is the Joe and Alex Show, and to be honest, I don't think any of us like when this stuff happens, when tragedy strikes, but don't we love these amazing, impossible, how the hell did they do it rescue stories?
Of course.
Like, remember those Chilean miners?
Oh, yeah. Everyone loves a happy ending, and we don't always get
I agree. I need more happy endings in my life, for sure.
Oh, no. Not, no.
Sorry, you set me up for that one. Now, here's the thing. This is really cool. Just a brief little synopsis right here. What exactly happened with those kids in that soccer team? The last remaining members of the Wild Boars soccer team and their assistant coach have been pulled out of a flooded cave in Thailand, bringing an end to a nearly three-week ordeal that prompted an international rescue effort and captivated, you know, us as the audience and people around the world. The 12th boy and his coach were the last of the team to be rescued on Tuesday. It was a three-day mission. This is nonstop.
Wow.
It's amazing to get the team out. They became trapped on June 23rd when rising flood water caused by a tsunami, because they didn't go in there like, hey, it's kind of wet. They had no idea. Totally dry.
So scary.
Freaking nature thing happened, and they were cut off inside. It's just amazing that we even found it. But then in the process, one Navy SEAL did pass away. Man, what an amazing person that is to risk their life to help those boys. And the whole story of how they just used a rope to get through the whole thing. These people are truly heroes, everybody involved with this. So incredible story. So maybe you didn't join the Navy SEALs and take a bunch of soccer players out of a cave like miles under. But I think we've all done different things or seen somebody or know somebody that has kind of, you know, had that moment where they were a hero. Maybe they saved you. Maybe they saved someone or something. I really want to hear those stories this morning at 317-239-1009. Because, I mean, I feel like paramedics especially, I bet they got stories. And I'm asking you, don't worry. We don't think you're not being humble. Because I think heroes won't be like, they're not going to talk about what they did. But we want to know about these stories. Or you can change like, oh, my buddy did this. Whatever it is, 317-239-1009. I think for me, like, I don't think I've ever done anything that's really been like a hero moment or so. But I've had people that have helped me, or at least to me, they're a hero, actually. And it has to do with, like, my mom got in a really bad car accident once.
Uh-huh.
And somebody went and helped and saved her. Like, her van lost control on the highway on the ice, you know, and she flipped, hit her head. She was bleeding. And my mom was actually a nurse, too. But these people just pulled over. And that's just everyday stuff, right? It's what you would do. But they helped my mom, and she ended up being fine.
Yeah.
But I think when you pull over and do stuff like that, I wish I would have known who they were, those Good Samaritans, because to me, you're like a hero.
Yeah, you want to thank them.
317-239-1009. You can call in. Also, Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram. Hey, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. Do you mind sharing your name?
Julie.
Julie, were you a hero? Did somebody do something for you? What's the story?
Yeah, so I was heading home on a street, and there's this guy banging on windows trying to get into a car.
Ooh, yikes.
And he comes towards mine. I back up. Unfortunately, gets into a car that was in front of mine and starts wailing on this girl, and I feel so bad.
Oh, my gosh.
So I follow her, and I'm on the phone with the cops, and it was just so traumatic. I was just crying over the phone with the cops. I was like, this guy is in this car beating this woman and telling her to go places. I follow her, and then luckily, like, five cop cars come and get him. She pulls over the side of the road. He tried jumping out, and they pull their guns on him and everything, but...
Did they shoot him?
No.
Wow.
No. He tried running, but he went to the ground, and I got out, and I talked to the lady, and she was just like, I am so thankful. And I'm like, I'm thankful that the cops came, because I couldn't have helped you after that.
Right. So what did she say, that it was her boyfriend and it was a domestic violence situation, or was it a stranger or what?
No, we found out that this motel just got raided for drugs, and this guy was running from it.
Oh, like, so he was trying to get out.
From the cops. Yeah.
Like Grand Theft Auto. You're running, stealing cars, doing stuff. Wow. Hey, thank you for sharing that this morning. 317-239-1009. Elizabeth is on the Joe and Alex Show this morning. What's the story? Were you a hero? Did somebody save you?
Kind of. So a couple of years ago, it was Christmas Eve, and my mom and sister and I were in the car on the way home from Christmas Eve service. And there's a car just, like, stopped over on the side of the road. And they were kind of, like, in a ditch. So we, like, pulled over to see what was going on. And they think their car had, maybe the battery ran out.
Okay.
But so they were kind of stuck. But I guess we didn't get a whole, like, there wasn't much we could do, but we waited with them while they, their family members got there. But it was freezing because it was Christmas Eve. But we just kind of like stayed there to talk to them while they.
That's so nice. Because could you imagine being alone there, cold, stuck on the side of the road, like wondering what's going to happen? It may not seem like much that you did, but I think that's the kind of cool thing that you guys did right there.
For the climax of the story to be, and then we walked up to their car and there was a golden hook that was stuck in the door. I was waiting for that.
317-239-1009. What was your hero moment? Were you saved? Maybe did somebody save you? We'll talk to you next. You can be my hero, baby. No? All right. Sorry. I don't got that Enrique in me.
You can't say it.
What?
Enrique Iglesias.
I just did.
No, you can't ever say his full name.
I'll totally say it right now. Enrique Iglesias.
Uh-huh.
Sarah, on the Joe and Alex show. Thank you so much for calling in. What was your hero moment where you saved something or someone, or maybe they helped you? What happened?
It was between my dad and my stepmom, and it was, I guess, me protecting my stepmom. But my dad had a little history with alcohol, and I had come home from work one day, and this is when I was like 18, I'm 29 now, but they were fighting in the yard and he was hitting her with a piece of plywood and she was already like in, like on the ground face down.
Oh my
and
gosh.
As soon as I saw like what was actually happening, because I didn't register at first, I got out of my car and tackled my dad, who was like 300 pounds at the time, to the ground, and then called the cops. But it was a mess.
Gosh, that would be incredibly traumatizing.
Yeah, like, how is life after that? I mean, do you even talk to your dad anymore? Do you forgive him like it was a drunk incident? What happened?
We just started talking last year because he had been very abusive towards, like, her, myself, for a really long time. And I had always told him that he needs to, you know, get help before I ever, came back in his life, or if he ever came back in mine.
Yeah, so good for you.
He actually reached out last year, and he said that he'd gone through counseling. He got remarried to somebody, and like I went and saw him for the first time as well. And he seems like he's doing better. He's not drinking, and he's not aggressive anymore.
You're so amazing, Sarah, because I mean, I truly think that you saved her life. Like, your dad may not have stopped and could have easily killed her. Thank you for what you did. Carissa, you're on the Joe and Alex show, and from what I see on my screen, this is something so scary I couldn't even imagine. What did you find?
So three of friends of mine and I were on our way back from a party, and I was the only one that hadn't been drinking. I was the designated driver.
Okay.
And so basically, I was sitting at a stop sign, and I turned and I looked. And it was kind of like railroad tracks. Well, I saw a light shining up a ravine, and I thought, well, that's a weird spot for a light. So I was like, hey, guys, let's check it out. And so we turned, and we went, and my husband and his friend got out of the car and looked over and saw a guy in the ravine and was like, you need help. And so anyway, we ended up calling 911, and I shimmied down the ravine with a friend of mine, and we found the guy, and I was like, are you okay? And he was sitting right next to his motorcycle.
Ooh.
And he was like, no, I can't breathe. I can't breathe. And then I heard someone behind me go, I can't feel my legs.
Ooh.
And so I was like, oh, my gosh, you stay with him. And I'm going to go check on her. So I turned around, and she was just laid spread eagle on her back, basically, and was like, I can't feel my legs. And so they ended up calling Lifeline to get both of these people out of this ravine because they were down like 25, 30 feet next to a railroad track.
I can't even believe you saw them.
Scary. I can't either, and that's what my friends said. They're like, thank God you know this area. We would have never thought twice about that light.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, that's...
And I mean, like, they were so far down. I mean, I can only imagine how many cars they saw drive by that never even saw them.
Ooh.
They probably thought they were done. Like, nobody was going to be there. Carissa, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex show. Hey, Pam, and by the way, I'm loving this. A lot of ladies out there being heroes today. I think we always think the bro is like, oh, the dude's a hero. He'll save everybody. You women are kicking some ass today.
Hell yeah.
Liv's like, yeah. Hey, we got Pam on the phone. What up?
Hi, how are you?
Doing great. What happened?
Well, my son and I was traveling. Lucas Carr was traveling home from Walmart in the back street of Canby, and we seen a guy hit a telephone pole head on.
Ooh.
So we jumped out of the car and smelled gas, and we drug him up the hill, which we were like ankle deep in mud at the bottom. And then we got to the top. We were in knee deep mud, and we tried to roll him over and get him where he was comfortable enough we could call the ambulance.
Mm-hmm.
So we call the ambulance. We get ambulance there. My son goes back down to his truck, gets his phone, so we can try to call his family. So we get the ambulance there. We have the phone. The ambulance and the police get there, and they tell us if we don't leave the scene, they're going to take us to jail.
What?
Yes. We're like, we're trying. We just stopped here to try to save this man.
Yeah.
But like, if you don't get out of here now, we're going to take you to jail. I'm like, I was pretty upset.
Yeah, because so you're like emotionally invested in that. You're like, I'm trying. Is this guy okay?
Absolutely. So then we drove around. We went around the block. And we sat there because we had the guy's phone. We was going to try to give it back. The fireman came down the road and said, I told you, if you don't leave the scene of the accident, we're going to take you to jail. So me and my son left there all upset, emotionally upset, didn't even know if the guy had made it or not.
Yeah.
And we finally got the phone back to him, but we were still, you know, it was a blessing. It was alive. But we don't know if he made it.
Wait.
Like that.
You still don't know?
Nope.
Dang it.
No, you can't
That's
do that
crazy.
To us. Oh, my God. Wow.
Yeah.
Hey, Pam, thanks to you and your son. Let's take one more call. And if you couldn't get through, make sure you do it on our social media, at Joe and Alex Show. We'd like to know those hero moments. Amanda, tell us about your husband. What's his story?
Well, there's two parts to it. And actually, we were dating at the time. And he had had a kidney transplant prior to his sister. And unfortunately, it started to fail. And 3 months into our relationship, I thought to myself, it's going to be me. I'm going to be his donor. And 9 months later, we weren't a perfect match, but we were a good cross match. And I donated my kidney.
Please tell me you guys got married and everything and happily ever after, right?
No.
Oh, no!
What?
Well, we did get married, and that was later. But before actually the kidney transplant, I had taken a new job, and my husband now had been in the hospital, and I was in the shower, and I heard him come home, and something told me, get out of the shower now. So I jumped out of the shower, wrapped myself in a towel, I went downstairs, and he was laying on the ground in the kitchen, gasping for air, and then he stopped breathing, and it was frightening, and I'm calling 911, I'm wrapped up in a towel, and I called his nephew who came over, and the paramedics showed up, and luckily, I just started CPR, and I had just gotten reinserted or
certified.
Had gotten a certification, right, again for CPR. So I knew what I was doing, but luckily, the paramedics came, and then I found out later he had had an aneurysm, and it was like a blessing he was still alive. So he's a man with many, many, many lives.
Whoa.
Insane.
But now you're married to someone else.
No, we did get married, and unfortunately, there's a little sad part to the kidney. It was February on my birthday of this year. He threw a blood clot, which unfortunately took out the kidney. So now he's on dialysis, so that's kind of a sad thing, but he's still with us.
Yeah.
Which is a good thing.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Well, sorry.
But you just being so selfless like that to do that for somebody that you barely had known, that's incredible.
They're not like, hey, Joe, can you give up 10 pounds of fat? Sure, cut it out of me. I don't mind that, but you gave up a kidney?
That's amazing.
Wow. Amanda, thank you. I mean, Alex, not to put you on the spot, but I'm going to put you on the spot. The Egyptian needs something, whatever it might be. I don't want to do anything on him. You have it. You could save him, and we know for a fact he'll live a long, healthy life. You both be good afterwards. You going to do it?
I have to give him something? Well, what's he going to give me? I've got a Givenchy purse I've had my eye on.
Oh, God. I knew that.